Now, we've had hair shirts and giveaways, the budget that was all about decentralisation and the one that became mired in a row about tax individualisation. But even before Jack Chambers gets to his feet, this year's offering is being widely described as a pre-election budget. Income tax cuts are expected, as are welfare increases, extra payments for new parents and a hefty cost of living package. In splashing the cash, the government is ignoring the advice of its own Fiscal Advisory Council, which has warned that a bumper budget will create an impression of gain while ultimately leading to higher prices. As has been the practice in recent years, the speech by the Minister for Finance will be followed by an address from the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform. We're going to go first of all this afternoon to Leinster House and to our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. Paul, any last minute skirmishes?
No skirmishes, Rachel. This was locked and loaded last night. We have some details, though, coming through this morning of various different departments, but it's all done bar the shouting. And as I said, amid a bumper budget, there is only one running sore: hospitality not getting that VAT reduction to 9%. We'll see if a swathe of other measures in the budget calms those tempers. One thing that's always worth saying, just at this particular stage, is that while the budget speech may have been written and is about to be delivered, there's always time for a few tweaks, a few changes after the fact. And that's because the Social Welfare Bill and the Finance Bill, which give effect to the budget, are published after today and then are passed by the Dáil. So if something has not gone down too well, ministers still have options to amend that legislation.
How much pushback is there today from the opposition? I mean, I've seen a number of commentators pointing out that there will be people getting extra money today who perhaps don't really need it.
Yeah, the overall theme from opposition parties is that this was a glorious opportunity to tackle strategically some of the big problems we face in, say, for example, housing or health. And that opportunity has been spurned by, to use the old Late Late Show maxim, try and give something to everyone. And that included some people who don't need it. Universal payments rather than being targeted. Some of the language is quite strong that we're getting from a whole rake of different politicians. But the overall theme is the same. They feel this is a missed opportunity, and as Richard Boy Barrett, People Before Profit, put it, we'll all be back in the same place come January.
Paul, many thanks for that, and we'll be returning to Paul in Leinster House later on in the programme. With me here in studio are Louise Kelly, who's tax partner with Deloitte, and Crona Clohessy of Chartered Accountants Ireland. Before we talk to them, let's have a quick word with our reporter Carol Coleman, who's going to be gathering reaction for us. Carol, where are you?
Rachel, I'm in the town of Ballyhadrine in County Roscommon. I'm in the glorious sunshine outside the Family Resource Centre here, just across the road from St. Nathie's College. And so far, I'm detecting a lot of focus, all right, on those supports for children, both the younger and the older children, but also for businesses. So later on, I'm going to be speaking to a busy mum of four children, aged from 14 all the way down to a newborn. Also, a local business person who's looking out for business supports in what they describe as a very tough environment right now for small businesses. So we'll be watching the budget carefully, and we'll be checking back with you later in the afternoon when the measures have been announced.
Carol, many thanks to you. As I say, joining us throughout the afternoon will be Louise Kelly, tax partner with Deloitte, and Crona Clohessy of Chartered Accountants Ireland. Well, turn to yourself first of all, Crona. Just about all of this budget has been well trailed, but what should we be watching out for this afternoon?
Yeah, I think, Rachel, this is an election budget without a doubt. I think both eyes are firmly on an election, and everything, as you say, has been leaked. There's something for everyone in the audience. The workers are going to be about €1,000 better off a year. There's measures for working parents, for renters, for students. There's a huge cost of living package, not quite as big as last year, but still quite big in the environment that we are in. We know the VAT for 9% for the hospitality sector is not going to happen. I'm interested to see what else will change for the SME sector. We know there are lots and lots of businesses out there are struggling with high operating costs. So there are signals that there may be some sort of grant system coming in the region of about €4,000. I'm interested to see what the minister announces for SMEs. But I think, you know, more broadly, we want some sort of signal, I suppose, from government that they are going to engender some sort of public confidence that they can deliver infrastructure products projects on time and within budget, because I think that's a big talking point at the moment. We've lots of examples of where projects have gone way over budget, way over time. I'd like to see some commitment here today to tackle that problem.
Louise, would you agree on the overall shape of this budget, that unless all of the briefings have been completely misleading, there will be something here for most people?
Yeah, I think certainly the focus over the last kind of couple of days has really been on what's for the individuals, as Crona said, for families, for parents. And there's been probably less chat around for businesses. As Crona said, obviously there's been a focus around the VAT rate, which we know isn't coming in. I think some things that we've been kind of calling for in Deloitte for businesses that would, I think, benefit both SMEs as well as multinationals would be increased incentives. There, Minister Burke had referenced that there may be some changes to the research and development tax credit. So we'd be interested to see what change might be coming there. We'd also called for a decarbonisation tax credit, a digitalisation tax credit, and that would really be aimed to help companies and businesses that are on that journey around, you know, getting to a carbon neutral, or that are undertaking digitalisation measures.
Who are likely, sorry, I was going to ask, who are likely to be the main beneficiaries this afternoon?
Yeah, I think certainly individuals, I think, will certainly gain the biggest benefit, I think. I think for what businesses will be looking for is that some of those incentives, but also, I think, where funds are being invested. Obviously, there's been talks around, you know, the 14 billion unexpected, I suppose, you know, receipts that the government will have at their disposal. And I think having clarity around where that will be invested will be important, not just to individuals, so in terms of housing, energy, water infrastructure, so for individuals, but also for businesses in terms of what they can expect to see investment, dealing with some of the challenges that have been there that are impacting their ability to retain and attract employees.
Mm-hmm. Listen, thank you both very much for now. I'm looking at the screen here in front of us and I can see that the deputies are starting to file into the chamber. So we should hopefully be underway in Leinster House before too long. But in the meantime, why don't we take a quick break?